We pray we'll see.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Do I need to keep going with it? You got the picture? That's how flesh wars against the spirit. But you can dominate it. Every time you turn down cheesecake, when you really want it, you can turn down anything else. It takes the same power. That's why you got to fast as well as pray. Fasting don't stop devil from being devil. It helps you with your next temptation. So the more you fast, the more control you would have with the desire. I'm going to push back on cheesecake so I can say no to Hennessy.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Spiritual Alignment. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 133.
When I was 13 years old, people in my neighborhood started coming to my house. My mom didn't allow us to really leave home. So I was sitting on the porch, and everybody in our neighborhood, especially older guys, would come and sit with me and talk to me. And she would allow me during school days to sit on the porch of our home and talk to these guys. Most of the time, they did all of the talking, but they would dump what they're going through to me. She would be peeking out the window watching me. Sometime the 1 a.m. Now, I don't know my purpose, but because I was allowing myself to flow with what's already in me, God was actually unearthing something that he was going to use. Oh, my God. I didn't have to go to the other part of the world or go to school to find purpose. Purpose was in me already. It needed to be discovered. In other words, I have what they call the gift of counsel. I'm supposed to help people get through hard times. I'm supposed to be a light, a guide. Merton, in reverse, is mentor. You can scrabble it. It's mentor. I'm supposed to be a mentor. I'm supposed to be Merton, too. I'm supposed to be famous. I'm supposed to be wealthy. I'm supposed to be different and distinguished. That's why the enemy don't want you to know your name, because a lot of time God allowed the name to come forth because he's trying to push something through you. That's why in the Bible, don't ever think any word in the Bible is just put there. Every name means something. Glory to God. Even Babel means something. It is the opposite of Pentecost. Glory to God. Babbling, blah, 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 blah. If you're not careful, you'll confuse the two. But Pentecost is the fulfillment of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up with what the world is saying. God knows exactly what he's doing. Y'all still with me?
Yes.
So it's important to know purpose, but purpose is basically the reason or intent for doing something. But there must be might and power in purpose, and it resides in your determination to fulfill something, to achieve it. Are you determined to get it done, even if it's tough? See, purpose means nothing if there's no determination. And that's why I want to pull on that level of determination. Why do you quit so easy? Say, I can't quit. There's too much life in me. Why do you quit so easy when there's a hard time? Why do you say, I'm done? Why does that come out of your mouth? I'm done. Why do you back up off of purpose? Purpose is discovered in determination. It is not just a label over your head. It's in the fact that you endure something. Glory to God. I wouldn't turn over keys to anybody that hadn't endured anything. If you're given a key, you should be caretaker of the key. Can the church say amen? If you work in the ministry, you got keys to the building, you're just going to lay them up on him, Nick. You're going to lay them, Nick. You're going to lay them up, or you're going to put them, hook them up to your belt, Nick. I need somebody to help. I need to hear some keys. Pull out some keys. Hear those keys rattling? Every key is tied to a lock. And everybody that holds the key has access into a door. You mean to tell me you're going to be careless if somebody gave you a key? You mean to tell me you're just going to say, I'm done, or anybody can use your key? You mean to tell me you're that careless with destiny that you don't know how to be a steward over what has been given to you? Those keys mean something. It means somebody's giving you access. And if I give you a key, you must be caretaker of it. You're not just going to put it anywhere. You got to think about it. Somebody gave me keys. Well, God said, I gave you keys. Keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind, I will bind. And whatever you loose, man, my God, whatever I loose will be loosed. So I need to be caretaker of that. I need to be loosing things and not just binding people. I need to lose people to their purpose and not binding them to me. Amen. Glory to God. Because if God put you with me, you can't run anyway. Amen. I don't care what you do. You go to the next church, you'll be thinking over there, I should be over there. Right, man, they ain't preaching like Bishop. They may be, ooh, that was a good message. No, I miss my bishop. Too proud to come home. That's all right. You can watch me on YouTube because you don't want nobody to see you on Facebook. I know how you work it. I want strength and power to be added to my purpose, and it is in the determination. And I pray for the spirit of determination to rise up in you. You quit too easy. Come back to purpose. I need might in my purpose. I was sharing with the early church about spiritual alignment, and it's so important. There's some things we will avoid if we're spiritually aligned. There are three levels of sin. Sin, transgression, and iniquity. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's why a lot of people like to come, you can't say nothing about me because everybody got a problem. You better worry about yours. Well, that's low-hanging fruit. Because all have sinned, including me. And fallen what? Short of God's glory. Everybody except Jesus has sinned. Everybody. But we got to go deeper now. The next level is what we call transgression. That is, you know it's wrong and you do it anyway. You know. I mean, you got to put your knowing to the side and say, I'm still going to do it. I'm going to put my knowing over here because I want to do it now. That's what we call transgression. And here's the third level is iniquity. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. That is the reason why we do what we do. It's tied to root systems and things that happen to make us do and want to do what we do. And nobody really want to deal with iniquity because it passes through bloodlines. Whole systems, man. What great, great granddaddy did, daddy did, son does. The reason for doing it is iniquity. The impulse to do it is iniquity. And God wants to deal with all of that. The more we're aligned with purpose and spiritual alignment is there, the less the iniquity and transgression has rule over us. Thank you, Lord. Get the 8 o'clock service, you'll get that message. I also want you to know Holy Ghost is here to help us. Say, Holy Ghost will help me. Out of Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps our weaknesses. It helps us in weaknesses of sin, transgression, and iniquity. It also helps us to align ourselves with purpose. Because I'm preaching right now, and the spirit of the enemy will cause your flesh to war against what I'm saying. Even if it's simple. Like trying to get along with each other. I ain't doing that. It's easier to do that than to do what you're doing. But the enemy will help make us just feel like we just can't do it. I was sharing with the church this morning that if you fast, right, you get headaches and all of that. But you can go for almost a whole day without eating and you forget. And you just, ooh, I didn't eat today. But tell yourself I'm going to fast. Tell yourself you're not going to take some Hennessy. Now, you can just go for 2 weeks now and don't even think about it. But tell you, I ain't going to do that no more. And I'm just going to stop, man, and it just start calling you. Do I need to keep going with it? You got the picture? That's how flesh wars against the spirit. But you can dominate it. Every time you turn down cheesecake, when you really want it, you can turn down anything else. It takes the same power. That's why you got to fast as well as pray. Fasting don't stop devil from being devil. It helps you with your next temptation. So the more you fast, the more control you would have with desire. I'm going to push back on cheesecake so I can say no to Hennessy. Somebody, ooh. Yeah, I know. I know Grey Goose calls. I know. I know. Great Goose and Chirac, I know. The Bible said we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. The Spirit helps in our weaknesses. For the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings. Everybody doesn't have a tongue, but everyone has been given a groan. Spirit is so unique that He doesn't need you to rah-rah, rush. You don't have to be spiritual. But if you can go, He will help interpret that groan to the Father. So we're going to practice a groan here in a moment. Right? Everybody's got a groan. If you've been through anything in your life, you have a groan. God said, you don't even have to be super spirit. The Spirit is so unique. He will help you when you groan to interpret to the Father what that means in a language. And He will also communicate with your heart what the Father desires for you so you can line up with purpose. You don't need no fancy rasha, radelebeke, rosho robosa, radara. You don't have to do all of that. Can you go, gah! I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired. Gah! Ooh, that man getting on my nerves. Ooh, he's getting on my nerves. Gah! My God, that woman getting on my nerves. Oh, my God. And you know, gah! I can't believe my daughter did that. Gah! I can't believe my son put his hand on his waist and said that to me. If you can groan, God can work with you. I think I'm in the book. The Spirit uses groans that cannot be expressed with words. So I'm going to count to three and we're going to groan, but you got to give it to me now. Your best groan. Think about it. Pull it deep down, way down. Go deep down in your heart and pull me out of groan. Because God has given you one. You may not have friends, but you got a groom. Houdini said, how many of us have them friends, ones you can depend on? So stop looking for people to satisfy you. But God has given you a groom which will help invite the Holy Ghost to be friend. I'm going to count to three and I need you to give me your best groom. Come on, get ready. Sit up straight. Come on. Why y'all reclining on me? We about to groan up in here. We need you to groan. Ladies, you know you can groan. Men don't like to groan until they pushing something. But you can groan. Count to three, we're going to groan. One, two, three. God! That's right. That's right. Listen. That's all Holy Ghost need when you're talking to God. Because he can take what we don't understand to God in a language form. This should invite you to the prayer mood. Do it when you're in your car. Do it when you're all alone if you're embarrassed. Stop trying to be deep. You don't have to be deep with Jesus. He's deep. You don't have to be deep with me. You don't have to do that with me. I already see, man, I'm getting wiser every year. My locks of hair are long in the spiritual sense. My hair is long. I'm not the novice that I was when we first started. I can listen to a request and tell where you are. I can listen to a statement that you make and see things. I don't say it, but I can see it. I'm not trying to be God, I'm just telling you. I can see things, man, based on how people move. Or a request made to have that. If I'm giving out free things and you say, can I have one? It tells me a story about you, especially when you have many. But this is designed for those that don't have, but you stand in line to get that when you already got. I can tell something about you. Some people, oh, the last shall be first, the first last. No. When you're a leader, you got to let people feed. So the leader shouldn't be the first in line to say, I want mine. The leader will say, let them have it. I can watch out and look how you move. Oh, I want mine. I'm going to get mine. Oh, get it then. You won't be a good leader. Man, I'm preaching, man. That's going to stop people from volunteering. No, it's not. Leaders make sure everybody feeds. A real mom and daddy, if there's only a little bit of food, is going to make sure your children eat. That's how they move. Not sit there, and I'm the daddy. You ain't a lion. Male lions come up on the scene, man, and everybody move out the way. They didn't even kill it. The females killed it. They come on barking at everybody, roaring at everybody, take over the whole kill, and then they eat and everybody else eat. That's what lions do. You're not a lion as it relates to that. You're a man. You be a lion out there to the world. When you're dealing with family, you want everybody to eat. You bought food for them. Make sure they eat. That's how we work it. Now, if you're not raised by a father, you sit there because your mom, oh, that's my baby. Whatever you want. Then they get married and they have that same tendency. Because they married their mama. Oh, my God. Looking for people to move like mama move. No, fathers make sure everybody eat. What are you talking about? Glory to God. I was elevated, got my meritorious promotion on the side of a hill, a mountain. They said, Clark, you just been promoted. I said, whoa, come out. So I had to step out of the group that I was with, and they pinned them on me, and they gave me blood stripes. In other words, the insignia had, you have, it's like metal. It wasn't plastic. And in the Marines, they would like penetrate you with it, right? So that they drilled it in my flesh. I took it, you know, I didn't cry. It hurt though. And then you walk down the line and all of the non-commissions hit you in the thigh. They hit you in the thigh. They call it a blood strike, but they just keep hitting you and you just keep walking. In other words, you're becoming a part of what we've bought into. That's the mentality. You don't just get promoted, but can you take the pain? Now, after I've gone through that, now you can come and stand with us. First thing they did is fed everybody. Now, I used to be fed, but now I'm the one feeding. And it started raining. So when all of the food was gone, or when we fed everybody, it was only scraps left. And I went to bed hungry that night. And I sat on the side of my cot and said, is this leadership? People like to see the seat. I can do that. But when you sit there, do you make sure everybody else feeds, or it's all about you? I want my name called, finally. Or do you say, I want to raise up others? Align yourself with purpose may not look like you in the front of the line. Let me tell you something, the last shall be first. And so leaders, when it comes to training, make sure everybody is trained. They may look like they're in the back of the line, but really you're in the front of the line from God's perspective. Parents are never in the back of the line when they take care of kids. Oh my God, Jesus help me. Whew, God help me. When building the tower, there's several things that you got to think about. Considerations and challenges. Important considerations, like where you going to build. You going to build a tower on the side of a hill, or is the ground going to be balanced? Some people like this view, and you going to build a tower there. What about safety protocols as you build? Do you want people killed when you build? You didn't think about mudslides or rivers when you bought that house by the river? Oh, I just want to be by a lake. Really? A lake? A flowing river? What if it swells? You want to live on the beach? Really? In Florida? Right there on the beach. Think about it. Well, I just love the shells. Think about it before you spend all your money there. Location, location, what? Location. What about transportation to it and from it? If you ever go to Egypt and you see where the pyramids, it's almost impossible to build a pyramid out there. I don't know how they got stone that far out in the desert. The Japanese tried to do it with modern technology and they couldn't do it today. I don't know how they did that. They say those stones weighed thousands of pounds apiece. Who moved them? Who stacked them up that high? You have to go and see it. And he's like, what in the world is going on here? Was there supernatural intervention? Who put these stones out here like that in the middle of the desert? And who formed them? Because you got to stack them up on top of each other. Who got it there? You don't have cranes. When you're building the tower, you got to consider certain things. Write it down, pre-construction. Pre-construction. That's where the designer comes in. And when we're talking about lining up with purpose, do you ever talk to the designer? I'm talking about the architect. Before we ever start building, did you see the design? Do you ever think about design? Do you ever think about an architect that really considers what you're trying to do, or the one that has a design for the building? There's a designer for you. My automobile has a designer, and when I need it fixed, I take it to the designer. I don't try to do it myself. I can't even change the oil in it. It don't have a dipstick. It's totally different. My first car was a Chevy Nova. I could change the oil myself. I can't do that with an Audi A8. I can't do it. It don't even look like a spaceship when you open up the hood. It's weird, man. You got to take it to the designer. Many of us are going to people for correction. But have you ever thought about the one that designed you? Have you ever opened up your hood for him? Have you ever really exposed yourself to him where nothing is hidden? That's before you start building anything. Find the designer.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Spiritual Alignment, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Join us as Truth Revealed celebrates the first anniversary of our TR North campus in Titusville. Come out for a joyful brunch celebration on Saturday, August 9th at 9 a.m. at Isaac Campbell Senior Park Community Center. Cost is just $20 to $25 and includes a special anniversary t-shirt. Don't miss this milestone moment. Register today at truthrevealed.org or on the TR app.
Men, don't miss our dynamic Men's Summer School kicking off Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. We'll be diving into He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful journey into emotional strength, spiritual growth, and navigating every season of manhood. Grab your copy on Amazon and register today through the TR app or website.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is Perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.